Well, we've got the Easter weekend coming up. It looks like the weather forecast is at least going to be okay for most of the weekend. And of course, a lot of us have got an awful lot of spare time in our hands at the moment. Those of us who are fortunate enough to have gardens may well want to give them some attention. And I'm joined on the line by garden designer and gardening expert Martin Woods. Hello, Martin. Nice to speak to you again.
Morning, Neil.
Right, so here we go. Great times, I guess, if you are, you know, stuck up at home. This is one of the plus sides. You can do some gardening, can you?
There's masses to do, and even we've got so much time, you can really take your time. You haven't got to rush into things, so just take your time. Think about what you need, what you want to achieve with your garden, what you want out of your garden, and you've got so much time now. You should get it right.
There we go. It's part of the silver lining of every cloud. What are people? You obviously talk to a lot of people. What are they thinking about doing with their gardens at the moment?
There's an awful lot of people, you know, I've heard in the media, but also that people I deal with, vegetable growing is big. People are putting raised beds in to grow a few veg. Seeds are a difficult thing because sometimes I looked in Wilkinson's, which strangely is open. I went in there last week. No seeds, practically no vegetable seeds left whatsoever. So you either have to have some seed left over or maybe do seed swaps or something. That's an idea, you know, on Facebook. Anybody got any spare seed? Because people normally do. So if you can't get seed, be a bit more inventive about how you get it. But, yeah, veg is big. So people are really going for that. It's something you can grow in a pot. You don't have to have a huge space at all. If you've got a balcony, that's all you've got. You can get an amazing amount of salad leaves from just a small pot. You can grow herbs. A nice sunny balcony, you can grow herbs. So if you like cooking, you can grow what you like and you can get an awful lot out of a small space.
It's interesting what you said, because there's always this sort of feeling at the moment that it's great for those people who've got gardens. Everyone keeps saying that. It's all right for people who've got gardens. But there is, you just said there, there's so much you can do even with just a balcony, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. A sort of a 12-inch sort of pot will give you salad leaves for months if you just sow a few seeds in there. Cut and come again, so you cut them and they come back, so they keep growing, like say herbs. But also, if it's not the sort of vegetables you want or the herbs, then you can also grow obviously flowers. You know, there's so many different things you can grow, and even if you've got a shady balcony, you can still grow some lovely plants, hostas and shade. You just got to look at what it is. You've got to put the right plant in the right place. So there's always something you can grow.
I'm starting to think now about children as well, because people must be starting to tear their hair out. You know, we're 3 weeks into a lockdown, and keeping the children occupied is a bit of a trick. Is it easy to get kids to grow stuff? I remember things I did when I was a child.
Yeah, difficult to say it's easy, but I mean, kids do like the quick things. You know, obviously it needs to be a quick thing, like the sunflowers, French beans and runner beans, which you can pop in, and within sort of a week or 10 days, you might have something coming up. I mean, obviously the sunflower, it's a competition who grows the biggest one. Kids can be engaged in it, definitely. I would imagine, and I haven't looked because I haven't got small children anymore, but if you like, the RHS, they will be doing an awful lot on their website now because of all their gardens are closed, but they're doing an awful lot of resource online. So if you haven't got the ideas, then just delve into the web. The RHS is a great resource, so they'll have something up there if you to give you ideas on what to do. You've got wildlife as well, which we're seeing so much wildlife. We're hearing bird song. Like, I've never seen so many butterflies actually this last week because the weather's so warm. So that's another aspect that kids can get involved in.
Just wildlife spotting. See if you can identify, see if you can draw, things like that. Yeah, that's a good call. You talked there about seeds, and I guess that the one concern for a lot of people who are coming into this for the first time is actually getting hold of this stuff. You said that your local Wilkinson's didn't have any seeds. What's the best methods of getting hold of stuff, or do you have to just adapt and adopt?
The online suppliers, there's lots of them. I mean, I've heard some are closed down, they're not supplying, but there will be. I mean, there's Fothergill's, there's Sutton's, the big ones, there's more specialist ones if you're looking for something unusual. You should still be able to get stuff online. I imagine the demand has been quite immense, so like everything, it's under pressure. But as I said, if you're in a Facebook group or something, or your neighbours, you know, you've only got to just sort of mention it to somebody or get it out there that you, oh, I want some seed for something. Somebody's going to have some seed somewhere in their shed, you know, that they haven't used or they've got surplus. So you will find some.
What about plants that you've already got? Can you sort of break them up? Was it take cuttings, things like that, he said, using all the technical terms?
Well, you can, this time of year, you're really sort of looking at dividing. So if you've got a, you've had a plant in the ground for several years, 2 or 3 years, you could lift it. Hostas are great for doing that, typical one. You just lift the clump and you can split it with a, literally with a spade, as far as hostas go, and make 3 or 4 plants out of a clump. More sort of fibrous rooted plants, you would again dig them up, use 2 forks back to back, and that is a way of prizing, because they can be quite tough. That's a great way of prizing them apart, and then just divide them up into smaller pieces and replant them. And you, you know, you can, from a clump you can make an awful lot of plants. Just make sure when you put them in, you give them a good water and you keep an eye on them, because it's been very dry. So if it stays dry, you need to water them sort of weekly or so, just to make sure that they get their roots down. But yeah, that's a perfect way of getting more plants.
Spread around the garden. One of the things that does strike me, of course, if you are doing a lot of gardening, and I just did a bit of gardening at the weekend, and I've got black sacks full of off cuts and stuff like that. Is it wise, is it safe, is it easy to do things like make a compost heap, or how should we dispose of our rubbish?
Compost heaps, I would advocate. I mean, I've got a big compost heap, but you don't always have the space. But yes, compost heaps, there are some great systems. There's one thing called the hot bin, which is a very compact bin, and it basically composts. You can even put cooked food on that one, because it's completely sealed and it achieves really high temperature, so you can compost in quite a small space. Traditional compost bin needs a bit more space, you know, you need a sort of biggish bin. But then there's things like wormeries that can take food waste, like peelings and things, and they turn them into a feed. Yeah, but it is a bit more difficult if you've got a lot of waste, because I've even heard here in Hertfordshire that they're stopping the green waste collection temporarily. So you are going to be potentially left with a lot of waste. I mean, if you had a group of people and you got together and bought a shredder, for instance, that's another thing you could do. You could all shred it. It makes it composts then much quicker, doesn't take up as much space. But it is a bit of a difficulty if you've got a lot of waste, you're still going to struggle. But on the whole, if you've got a spot, a compost heap is a great thing. And all your vegetable waste, but don't, on a traditional bin, put cooked food. That's the only thing you really shouldn't. And then sort of some weeds, you know, you should avoid putting on there. Dandelions are taproots, you know, they break up and then they'll just make more plants. They won't necessarily get composted down. So there's certain weeds like that that you should avoid, because all you'll do is spread weeds further around your garden. So you just should avoid things like that. Yeah, a compost heap should, if it's working well, should get really hot. And that heat is what kills the unwanted seeds.
All right, other tips for now? You know, Easter weekend, you've got plenty, you know, even those people who are still working, those key workers, it's a great way perhaps for them to get a break. Any other tips?
If you've got a garden and you're planning it, obviously it's a great time to take pictures and things so you know where things are, so that you've got a record for next year. It's a great time for mulching. So if you, again, it's a bit difficult because you can't probably get the delivery of the mulch if you don't have your own. But if you had your own compost bin, it's a great time to be spreading that around, covering the ground so that it sort of suppresses weeds, improves the soil texture. Looking at repotting houseplants. We haven't said anything about houseplants. It's a big subject now. Loads of people have got houseplants. So look at them, repotting them, giving them a fresh compost and things like that. The lawn might need a bit of repair. You know, you could seed patches or other areas. If you've got a bigger patch, you could put a piece of turf in. You can be planting some bulbs like gladioli, eucomis, galtonias, things like that. So there are bulbs to go in. Pond maintenance, looking after your pond, clearing it out, checking for wildlife, adding some, you know, again, online, if you want some oxygenators or some pond plants, you can get those online and make some additions there. So there's loads of things to be doing.
Excellent. And all of it shouldn't cost too much either, which also helps at this time.
Especially when it comes to seeds, because obviously seed sowing, you know, you get so much from a packet of seed. So, yeah. And potatoes can go in. Oh, there's loads and loads of things to be doing.
All right, Martin. Well, I'm sure I know where I can find you if I need you at the moment. I'm sure. But thanks very much indeed for some sound advice. Martin Woods, thank you.
Cheers, Neil.